Hello, you're the 1 o'clock, right? Okay, follow me to my office. Yes, you're in the right place. I'll be your therapist for today. I'll explain once you come in my office. Go ahead, sit down. I can tell by the look on your face that you're confused. That makes perfect sense. I'm not your usual therapist. Actually, your usual therapist, well, there's no reason to be beating around the bush, so I will just tell you. She has been fired. Her supervisors have been checking on her work, and a lot of her practices were extremely unethical. Especially with you, sir. The way she manipulated you into putting yourself down, making you feel like the very bottom of the food chain is where you belong, making you feel like you deserve to be depressed, and basically making you a cuckold were extremely unethical, to say the least. No therapist should ever do that. Us therapists are to bring people up and to help them with their self-esteem, not to make it worse. The last therapist you had was vehemently bad for your well-being. And that's why she was not only fired, but she also lost her therapist license as well. So, why don't you tell me in your own words what you two talked about? I see. So your girlfriend fucked other guys and even had a gangbang in front of you? How did that make you feel? Okay, let me rephrase. How did that make you feel before your last therapist told you to accept it? I see. And your last therapist told you to accept the fact that you're a loser and you could never satisfy a girl, even your own girlfriend? Am I understanding this correctly? Okay. Those are some very toxic things she's been telling you. Sounds to me like she has been conditioning you, and not in a good way either. And the things that she's been telling you are very unhealthy to believe. Unless you can get a better understanding. That therapist was having problems of her own. She's unhappy with her marriage and doesn't have the balls. I'm sorry. It was unprofessional of me to say balls. What I meant to say is she doesn't have the guts to just get a divorce and end the unhappy marriage. So she turned to cheating fetishes and cuckolding fetishes to cope. Especially with people who are supposed to be trusting and caring people. She's the wife of her own relationship, so of course, she's supposed to be trusting and caring. So she tried to create a world where everyone who is supposed to be trusting and caring to be the ones who are to be degrading and make the trustee feel like a worthless piece of shit. I'm sorry. And any therapist who tells her client that he has to pimp out of his own girlfriend or wife because he can't satisfy her has some serious issues. Sadly, because of her unethical practices, you are very damaged. Hey, stop that talk. That is the unethical therapist talking, okay? You know what? The average penis size is actually 7 inches. You are just 1 inch smaller than the average man. You know, you don't know what average means, right? It means the majority. You are close to the size of the majority of men. Hey, listen to me. You deserve to be loved. You are enough. Okay? Because the damage is so bad from the conditioning of multiple sessions with a horrible therapist, I'd like to try an intense therapy session with you. We only offer this when the emotional or mental trauma is bad. Are you open to this type of therapy? I would need your consent to do this. Okay, it's a hypnosis session. It's basically let me get into the root of your thoughts faster. You don't feel like you need to change. Well, that's why I want to hypnotize you. So I can know how you really feel. Not some fake answer that was implemented to your brain. Well, if you don't believe hypnosis works, then you have nothing to worry about. Do you? Okay. So just sign these consent forms here. Alright, thank you for that, sir. Now, let's get started. Sit back in a chair and relax your mind. Keep your eyes open. And I'll just take my pocket watch out. Okay. I'll open it to reveal the hypnotic twirl. Now watch my pocket watch as I swing it slowly. From left to right. And right to left. Good. Keep following it with your eyes. You're getting very sleepy. You're getting very, very sleepy. Yes, that's it. I see you are getting sleepy. I can see it in your eyes. But try the best you can to stay awake. Keep following my pocket watch. During this hypnotic trance, you will be very receptive to my words. Now, tell me your name, sir. Okay, do you find me attractive? I see. Well, I'm flattered. How do you really feel about your girlfriend fucking other guys and telling you that you're pathetic because you have a small dick and couldn't satisfy her? It's okay, let it out. I know it. I don't like it. Well, those guys don't care about her. She's just a fuck me to them. And once a hotter girl comes along, they're gonna drop her like a hot potato. Now, listen to my voice. Hear my voice well. You're enough. I'll repeat it. You are enough. You deserve to be loved. Let me just take my chair and put it behind you. Your girlfriend fucked all those guys, didn't she? And she didn't care about how it would make you feel, did she? And you do find me attractive, right? So Do you think maybe we deserve some fun too? You know, let's erase that horrible therapist you had last time from your memory. And I snap my fingers. You are going to forget every memory you have of that therapist. You'll forget her name, size of her tits, everything she said, even what she looked like. What? Okay. 3, 2, 1. Sir, what is the name of your last therapist? Perfect. Hypnotherapy is definitely working. Do you want me to give you a handjob? Yes? Okay. Then let's zip those pants. Whip that dick out. It's already erect. And it looks amazing. All 6 inches of it. Now let me reach around your waist from behind you. Your penis feels so good in my hand. You like that, baby? When your hot therapist strokes your cock? Now tell me, what would it be like if you didn't have your girlfriend anymore? What would that type of life look like? Imagine your life without her. What would it look like? I agree. Less pain. Yes. Less sadness. Yes. More happiness. Now, let me scoot up closer so I can rest my tits on your back. That's better. Does it feel good when I continue to stroke your dick? Feels better every second. Nice. That's lovely to hear. I love feeling my hand wrap around your hard cock too. While I continue to stroke your cock, I want you to repeat after me, okay? I am enough. I deserve love. I will have respect for myself. Everyone should respect my boundaries. I am perfect just the way I am. Very good. You're doing a great job. You're starting to beat hard. And your legs are starting to move. You're ready, aren't you? Ready to come? Yeah. You're about to come. Let me stroke you a bit faster now to help you come good. Yeah, you like that? You feel so good with your own therapist jerking off like this, doesn't it? Yeah. Tell me. Does it feel good? Yes. Tell me it feels good. You're so close. I'm gonna make you explode over my head. Yeah, good client, and come for me. Yeah, that's it. Enjoy the sensation of my hand. Enjoy my tits press against your back as I jerk you off. Yes, that's it, that's it. That's it, yes, 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 do it, yes. Oh, yes, you did it. You got cum over my hand. Oh. Let me lick your cum off my hand. Your cum is delicious. Do you feel less stressed now? Okay, good. That's great. Now, there's a few more things. There's a few I want you to do. I want you to go to your bank, withdraw all of the money from your joint account with your girlfriend, and make a new account, a different bank, and put that account under your name only. That account will be just for you. You will not give anyone access to that account. And tell the landlord of your apartment that you're moving out. Yes, move out. And let your girlfriend pay for the apartment. Find yourself an apartment or other place to live. Make sure it's the opposite end of the town as your girlfriend. Or the next town over. That way, you can be away from her and still see me for sessions. Don't worry about your girlfriend. With all of the guys she's been fucking, surely one or more of them could help her pay the rent. If not, then that's her own fault for the choices she made. Dump your girlfriend and send a text to all of your friends and her friends that you dump her. That way, everyone knows you broke up with her. She can still continue to have everyone thinking that you're her boyfriend. And everyone will know that she is no longer your responsibility. Okay, zip your pants back up. Now, get ready to be out of your hypnosis state. When I clap my hands, you will be awakened from your trance. You will think my suggestions of dumping your girlfriend, making a new solo bank account, and moving out were your own ideas that you thought of, okay? Also, you will feel refreshed, and you will feel that you deserve to be happy. 3, 2, 1. The hypnosis session is done. How do you feel now? Refreshed? That's great. Before we wrap things up, do you have any plans this week? Oh, you're right. You were in the toxic relationship. Yeah, you should totally move out of your apartment. With the money you're not paying for that apartment, you could get a different apartment. I think so. Well, you look so much happier already. When I first saw you before the session, you look really miserable. What's worse is that you didn't seem to know it. But now, you look like a bag of sunshine. I'm so glad to see you have made such amazing progress in just one session. I want to see you in 2 weeks for a follow-up, okay? Sounds good. Okay, awesome. Hi.